This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We'll see them more on TV.
They're Let's go, Rockets.
The exciting young teams to watch. And they're going to going up against a really exciting young, great player in Anthony Edwards. Again, I said this again earlier. What to you should be the starting lineup tonight?
So, for me, I would go Fred VanVleet. Of course, obviously, the disclaimer, this is assuming these guys are all healthy and playing. VanVleet, Sengun, Jalen Green, Jabari Smith, and Dylan Brooks with Thompson coming off the bench. That's what I would do. And my simple explanation, it might not be the best answer, but just because those are five guys that have started all year long when they've played, where Thompson spent half the season coming off the bench. And when they were playing, when the Rockets were playing at their best, you had those five guys in the lineup. So I wouldn't shake things up. I would try to keep everything copacetic. And as we broke down earlier, I think Dylan Brooks, the biggest headache would come from trying to have Dylan Brooks come off the bench. So I'm trying to avoid that. So I would just keep it simple. Go with those five guys. Thompson's been playing really well, but hey, no problem with that coming off the bench. And as I said, look, you know, basketball coaches always said it's not who starts the game, it's who finishes the game. So Brooks might start, but he might not play more minutes than Thompson by the end of the game. So that'd be my starting five. Doesn't necessarily mean those be the five guys I would lean on the most, but that's how I would at least start the game.
Yeah, by the way, it is how Fred is not going to go tonight.
Okay. Never mind.
The ankle, he is out. So it looks like Aaron Holiday, who's been starting in his place, will probably be out there. I'm with you. If Fred is able to go, there's no question there. The question is those three. The Dylan Brooks, the Jabari Smith, who is returning from his broken hand injury where he's missed the last 22 games, and then Amen Thompson, who has ascended to being the number one player on the rise for this team, and you've started to see him turn the corner, it feels like. And I am with you, right? Like, one of the things for Udoka and about a coach is understanding, you know, what the pulse of your team is, how your team will react to things. And I think right now, Amen Thompson's game won't change for a negative at all if he comes off the bench.
I think like Kobe.
And if he comes back in, hell, he may be a little bit more aggressive. Who knows? It may be, you know, hey, I'm with the second unit, let me get rolling. But I don't think his game will change, his attitude, his mindset will change at all. Hell, I don't think Jabari Smith Jr. would either. Jabari Smith said, you know, coming in, hell, I haven't played in so long, I just can't wait to get on the floor. I'm not as confident about that with Dylan Brooks, similar to what you said. And the thing that I comp it to is Brian Presley having a slide to the eighth inning with Hader coming in, and how that took him some time. And I don't know if Ryan ever got over that, but that took him some time to get over that. I think Dylan Brooks, there's a potential that may rub him the wrong way for a bit. And I think Amen Thompson, and there's also a basketball element of it. You could look at it and say, even Dylan maybe spreads the floor a little bit more than maybe Amen Thompson right now, and you can roll with it. So I'm totally with you on just the pulse of your team and understanding how the veteran Dylan Brooks will respond to that. And that's to me where I would be in the same space.
Yeah, Thompson is Alex Bregman, and Dylan Brooks is Rafael Devers right now with that whole fiasco.
And where is Tristan? He is tripped.
Yeah, who's the young loudmouth on the team? Yeah. And I don't know if it would change anything, but a huge thing in the NBA is the whole plus and minus for combinations, you know, how guys work together. So I would be curious to see what that looks like for certain duos or trios with this Rockets team so far this year, how certain guys have played together. But I think another part of this conversation is I think there's something to spreading out the talent or certainly the scoring ability and not necessarily having your starting five be your five best players or the five guys that bring most to the table, because to your point, when you get to that second unit, now Thompson's a guy that can provide some dynamics off the bench for you and also be going up against some of the other team's second units, and so you're still strong. It's like balancing out the depth of your starters and then that second unit off the bench, as opposed to if Dylan Brooks is leading the way off the bench, I don't feel as strong about my top two units than if Thompson is that 1B, if you will, the star of the second unit. I feel like I'm stretching my roster out a little bit better for the Rockets than vice versa.
The text line coming in, did Ron say Brian or Ryan Presley? I said Phil Presley. Jim Presley.
Easily to get that. It's easy to get confused. Phil, Brian, you know.
It's Ryan Presley. I said Ryan.
I know you did.
I'm just telling the guy. Come on.
Use your ear holes, friend.
Or don't. Just be yourself. By the way, we were talking about Anthony Edwards. That's who they play tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And he's come out and said he doesn't want to be the face. Do you think we're in a space where the face still has to be an American for the sport to be at its highest?
I do. And I think that's a cultural thing here in this country. But yeah, I don't think we've gotten to the point where we can break through. I think
because Luka going to the Lakers would make sense.
That's the one. Yeah, that's the one chance. I think LeBron would have to leave the Lakers so that Luka.
Yeah, he eventually will.
Right, like, he will. So at that point, maybe that becomes a conversation.
Like, and I know many people want to pretend that this kind of didn't happen, but we look at the LeBron years and how he's been as the face and how popular the game has been. Obviously, the ratings have dropped some here late in it, but most of his time, the sport elevated when he got in there. Do you think a Wimby or a Luka, guys from out of the U.S., if they are the faces of the league, do you think that the league can rise to the level of the way it was when LeBron was the face, or the way it was when Kobe and Shaq were the faces?
I would like to think eventually, but today, like if you were to tell me, just hypothetically speaking, LeBron retires tomorrow, suddenly Luka and or Wemby become the face of the league, I don't think that works well currently right now for the NBA. Maybe a few years from now we're in that space.
Yeah.
We've talked a lot today about the whole load management, PK Subban's comments, all that sort of stuff. I do think part of the problem for the NBA when you talk about like ratings declining, this or that, last six MVPs are all international players. And it might sound bad to say it, but I think it's the reality that in this country, we prefer the stars to be in this country. We have that pride.
I think that's fair.
So I think that's part of the issue is that the best players in the league, a lot of them now are international players that you didn't grow up watching. You don't have that connection to. They're not an American player. And I think that is an issue with the NBA.
I will say, with Luka and
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
MB, the language barrier is not going to be as much as it is usually with international players.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, Jokic. Like, when Luka and Wemby talk and speak, it like, you can tell that they're international, but it is much more, they've been speaking English a lot longer than Jokic or some other stars that are international. So I don't think the language, I've always said David Ortiz would have been a much bigger star than Derek Jeter if he was from Cleveland or Florida.
I could probably get behind that.
And the language barrier wasn't this. Hell, he's the star of the of their studio show.
It's true.
Right now. I think that is the case. All right. Tyler, let's win some money. Let's get T Mills big and best bets going into the weekend. How was yesterday, by the way?
It was a profitable Thursday night. Yes.
All right.
Hit that 60% mark we're always aiming for. And if we want to get to that 60%.
LeBron saved you yesterday.
Man. I was on that Lakers money line before the Luka news, and that hit. So we had a good Thursday night. Two nights in a row. We need to build on it because if we want to get to that 60% mark for the week, which we always aim for, going to have to go 4 for 5 or 5 for 5 on these Friday night best bets. So, without further ado, pens and pencils ready. I'm going to give them to you quick. As always, I got 5 of them. NBA, all around the league. First of all, the hometown team, Houston Rockets, over at Toyota Center. They are welcoming in the T-Wolves. I'm on their money line. I got it at 150. If you can get it anything below 160 or so, I'd take it. Next, I got the Sacramento Kings +2 as they host the Golden State Warriors. Then I got 2 unders for you. I got Pelicans at Mavericks under 237.5 tonight. And then the Detroit Pistons are traveling down to San Antonio to take on the Spurs. I'm on under 235 in that game. And then one player prop for you again tonight. Paolo Banchero, Orlando Magic, under 24.5 points for Banchero tonight. What do y'all think? What do you like? Is there any you hate?
The Banchero one I do like. What has happened to the Magic? They had such a...
They lost a lot of injuries.
A fast start. He got hurt himself and missed some time. Thanks, Tyler. and he has been struggling here. And Chris Santiago, who's coming up after with the fellas on Area 45 after Texas All Access, he went to the well on Banchero two times to score over 21, and I was with him, and he couldn't get there. So I like
Sounds
the under.
Good to me. Calling in, by the way, for Chris tonight.
All right. Only thing is, they're off a break. Maybe he's really got himself. We'll see. But Memphis is a good defensive team, so.
Need 4 or 5, man.
Luke, great job today, man. We appreciate you. Clint should be back on Monday, the whole gang as well. Luke, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
And the world's all right with me. Just one look at you.
I watched Matlock last night.
The new one?
The new one, not the old one.
That's probably worse.
You do have boomer tendencies sometimes with your television watching.
Kathy Bates has me in a stranglehold. This show is something else.
Hey, now Kathy Bates, that's a bad bitch right there.
I don't know how long. Damn, okay.
I'm serious. She is in everything.
But Kathy Bates.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.